All right, we've got our final listener story of the night. We've got Kara from West Virginia. And Kara helped out with one of the shorts last week, and now she's coming back with a vengeance to tell us some paranormal stories. Kara, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So is it fair to say that you were unhappy with your performance during the short because you were begging to get back on because you said you just thought you could do better?
Well, I wouldn't say begging, but yes, I was a little unhappy with it because I got caught by my high school guidance counselor and I could not get away from him. And then I just had to get in the car at the last minute and I was a little distracted. I probably could have said more than I did.
Okay. All right. So on these things, we pretty much just turn the microphone over to the listener and let them tell their stories. And you've got a couple of things. So you sent me one story earlier, and then but then you also mm-hmm. told me that where you live, or where you go to a camp, rather, that there is some possible Bigfoot activity. So I want to have you touch on both of those. So before we get into your friend's story, mm-hmm. or the story you sent me, I should say, tell me a little bit about this place where let's tell me a little bit about your fascination with Bigfoot, like when that started and when you started actively trying to kind of seek it out.
Okay, well, ever since I was young, my dad has been pretty into Bigfoot, because when he was at the same camp when he was a teenager, he stayed there by himself in a tent overnight, and there was no trailer there or anything formal whatsoever. It was just the land, but he wanted to stay there overnight by himself. I guess he had a fire that he was cooking on, and he had the pot that he was cooking with sitting outside of his tent at night. And he had put water in it just to let it rinse, let it soak overnight. At some point during the night, he heard an animal drinking out of it. And he rolled over to get the gun that he had with him. And, of course, he rolled on an egg carton. And you know how they scrunch.
Right.
And it made that loud noise, and whatever it was took off running. And he said he could plainly tell it was running on 2 feet. And it ran up this really steep hill that, I mean, it's impossible to run up this hill. I would have never even tried it. But he knew it sounded like it was running on 2 feet. And ever since then, he has said that he had a Bigfoot encounter. So when I was young, he would always tell that story, trying to scare me. So I guess from that point, I kind of had it imprinted in my mind that Bigfoot was out there. And I've always loved scary stories anyway. But I don't know, maybe 6 months ago or so, I started listening to some podcasts that were about Bigfoot. And the more things that I heard about them, the sounds that they make, the like tree structures that they leave behind, the way that they tend to like knock on the outside of structures, just all those little things that so many different people who have encounters report, it all was just going back to things that I have experienced at that camp.
So let me ask you this. When you say tree structures, what do you mean? Like tree houses or something that they make, or is it something else?
No, it's kind of like a teepee that they make. Supposedly it's Bigfoot that makes this, but they take branches, sometimes really big limbs, and put them together in kind of a teepee type structure. And it's not always big enough that you would think that one could get inside of it. So it's not necessarily something for them to get into. A lot of people say that it could be a trail marker or a, you know, I'm claiming this area, stay out. Nobody knows what it means, but it's rumored that Bigfoot is what makes it.
Hmm. Okay, cool. I hadn't heard that.
Out there. And there's a lot of acreage. And, you know, really, no one ever goes out there. So it's pretty strange.
And is this in West Virginia?
It is. It's in north central West Virginia.
All right, cool. I know you said you've never actually had what you would say a sighting. So I won't bug you about that. But you've seen these things and you've heard what you believe to be like a Bigfoot howl or cry in the woods at nighttime. Is that correct?
Yes, I have. And my grandma, who, you know, has been around a long time and has always lived in wooded areas, she knows what the bobcats sound like. back in her younger days, she even saw like black panthers that aren't supposed to be around here. And she knows what those animals sound like. And this is not that. It's something different. And I haven't heard it many times, but I have heard it out there.
Interesting.
And just about every time we're out there in the night, it will sound like somebody is knocking on the door. And by the time you get to the front door, they're knocking on the back. And sometimes it's just on the sides of the trailer. Now, this is like a regular trailer that people could live in. It's, you know, it's very nice. The only thing that's camp about it is that it doesn't have running water.
Okay.
But it's just, it's things like that that keep adding up. And I would love to actually see one. I want someone who's just as interested as I am to go out there with me and stay in a tent in the woods overnight and just see if we see anything.
Is that the reason that you guys go out there, or strictly for the purpose of trying to hopefully see a Bigfoot?
Oh, no. No, this camp was actually started by my grandmother, I don't know, probably 40 years ago at least. But it was just a getaway. Gotcha. My uncle used to have a house on that land, and it burned down. And my grandma bought the land and just wanted a little getaway out in the country, because we're sort of in town where we are now.
All right. So the next story, you sent me a story earlier today. And I said, you know, hopefully we could do the Bigfoot stuff and that one. So tell me about the other story.
Okay. So the other story is about a friend of mine who's a little boy. I'm not sure if he currently can, but he definitely used to be able to see ghosts. One day, a few summers ago, they came over to help me and my fiance install a new pool liner in our above ground pool. And it was a real pain in the ass, so ended up taking the better part of the day to finish. And when it started to get dark, we quit and started prepping stuff to get dinner ready for the grill and to have a backyard fire. I went in the bathroom to wash my hands at the sink while my friend went in the next room to check on the kids. They had been playing Minecraft on Xbox all day, her little boy and my daughter. And she came back out to the bathroom doorway and asked me if anyone had ever died in my house. I thought that was an odd question, but I shrugged and said, probably, it's an old house. Why? And so then she starts telling me about how her son, who was 10 at the time, could see ghosts, but they don't tell a lot of people for obvious reasons. And she said, while she was talking to the kids, her son Isaiah turned his head as if he was watching someone walk by. Then he said, I guess Chris wanted to go to bed, which is my fiance. She told him, no, Chris was outside at the grill, and that wasn't even a bedroom. It was another living room. He looked again and said, oh, I would have sworn I saw a bed in there. So here's the thing. My house used to be apartments, and that room would have been the bedroom of the downstairs apartment. So at this point, I'm thinking, apparently this ghost looks just like my fiance. So she had made a gesture because she didn't want it to scare my daughter, who, like I said, was a couple years younger. And then she came to ask me about my house's history. And I'm a really curious person, and obviously I believe in ghosts. Oh, crap, I have a ghost in my house. Later on, when we fire, he came out by himself. So I took the opportunity to ask him about what he saw. And I asked him if he would walk through the house with me sometime and tell me if he sees anything else. And at 10 years old, he was so matter-of-fact about everything, about what he could see. I didn't really have a choice but to believe him. And he and his mother told me some stories about some ghosts that he had encountered, and almost all of them were unthreatening. But he couldn't always tell if someone was a ghost or not unless they look really old-fashioned. And he said he'd also seen shadow people, but that's a whole other story. One story they told was about a night that he had spent at his friend's house, and the friend's mom also had a friend over. In the morning at breakfast, the mom's friend said something about how she missed coffee, and he asked her why she couldn't have it, and everyone wanted to know who he was talking to. So then he realized she wasn't really there. I really wish that I had asked for more details on that one, like if the mom had recently lost a friend or a sister who could have been attracted to her, but I was just astonished. I didn't ask any more details. And so the next day they came back to help finish the pool. And when it got dark and we finished working, I suggested we walk through the house so he could tell me what he saw. He was okay with it, but he wasn't particularly eager. So we started in the kitchen, and his mom motioned toward the back door of the house and asked if he wanted to look out there. And he immediately looked scared and said, no, they're everywhere out there. We asked what he saw out there, and he said it was mostly kids, and some of them looked pretty old-fashioned. That's how he knew they were ghosts. And that was after asking him several questions about it, because he didn't seem to want to talk about it. He seemed kind of scared of what was outside. But it would make sense for there to be ghost children outside, because I live on a wide creek that many children have drowned in over the years.
Goodness.
Yeah. So we continued to walk through the house, and he looked around every corner and in every room, not reacting at all, didn't see a thing until we got to my bedroom upstairs. We walked in the door, and his eyes went straight to Chris's side of the bed and said, there. I said, what do you see? And he said, it's the same man from yesterday. I asked, does he look like Chris? And he said he was tall and had dark hair like Chris, but no, he didn't look exactly the same, which, thank goodness. But Isaiah was kind of hiding behind his mom, like he was afraid. But he said the man was sitting on the bed. And she asked him if he was afraid, and she looked at me and said, he never acts afraid around ghosts. He wouldn't answer her, but when I started asking questions about who the man was and if he was saying anything, Isaiah said the man didn't seem to know we were there. I whispered to her to ask him later why he was afraid. I was really curious why he was afraid of this ghost in particular. Well, she did end up telling me later that one of the reasons he was afraid was because most houses have more than one ghost, but mine only had one, and that kind of freaked him out. So I'm like, okay, great. I've got a ghost that looks like my fiance and is chasing all the other ghosts away. But we stayed in the room talking for a little while, and he eventually stopped acting quite so spooked. And she asked me if I'd ever seen anything in my house before, and I said, no, I just heard footsteps upstairs when I knew that no one was up here. And then I remembered and told them about the time that I saw an orb of light bouncing around the corner of the bedroom over a chair, and I never did figure out what was causing it. He chimed in and said, oh, he said, that's just when they're trying to gather enough energy to be seen. I wasn't scary before, but now it is. So then I asked him if he would be willing to go next door to my grandma's house and look around. I always knew that there were ghosts in the upstairs of her house, but I just wanted him to confirm it. When we walked in the front door of her house, the stairway was right ahead of us. Right away, he said, I'm not going up there, but he wouldn't tell me why. So I accepted it, even though I really wanted to know why, and just took him into the kitchen to meet my grandma instead. Then we walked out the back door to head back over to my house, and he stopped in his tracks when he looked down across the bank that led down to the creek. His eyes lit up, and he super excitedly asked if he could go get my daughter so that they could go catch lightning bugs. I looked around the yard and didn't see a single flash. I told him that, and I said, I don't think they're out yet. And he looked at me like I was crazy and said, they're everywhere. We came back to the house anyway, and the kids got distracted with marshmallows or something, and it didn't occur to me until later that he must have been seeing those ghost lights, but he didn't even realize it.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's an important part that we missed. Good goodness.
And as for the shadow people that he mentioned, I guess they had a little girl ghost in their apartment for a long while that he would, you know, kind of play with even when he was younger. And other people that were around saw some signs of her, like hair pulling and balls rolling around on the floor and things like that. And then a creepy shadow figure showed up that he was terrified of. And I don't remember the details now of how he came to know this, but eventually the shadow figure spoke to him and told him that he was actually the little girl's father, just wanting to watch over her. And he was only trying to stay hidden and didn't realize that it made him look scarier.
Huh. Well, those are fascinating stories. See, you acted like you didn't have much to offer. So. I remember you saying when you sent me the story, do you think this is interesting enough or something of that? And I'm like, yeah, it's a 10-year-old that can see dead people.
Well, I wish I had an update on that to know whether or not he's grown out of it yet, but I've never gotten the nerve to ask him.
How long ago was that?
That's been 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay. Well, Kara, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It was fun.